pleased to announce that we have Jason Ayu and Chaz Ayu in studio. Jason, how you living?
I'm living great, man. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, really, Chaz, step up to the mic.
I'm doing good.
All is well. Living the dream. I love that. Remember when former BYU football player Nate Hutchinson would always say that back in 05?
That's all he used to say.
He just always said, living the dream. So I know that you got some swag to you, Chaz. First, let me talk a little bit about you, Jason. You're the father of this phenomenal athlete that's sitting here next to me. He's got, I don't know how many offers now. How many offers does he have?
Eight offers.
They'll continue to come. I guarantee it. Chaz is going to do great at all these combines and camps. I think I told you the first time I saw Chaz play, this guy is going to be legit. This kid's an awesome football player as a true freshman. And I said it's going to blow up from there. But Jason, you come from a long line of great football players. You're the oldest of six kids coming out of Cali, Rancho Cucamonga. Rancho.
Etiwanda.
Yes, right. Etiwanda. And, your little brothers all played football, and that includes CJ, who went to BYU Snow and then to Oklahoma, played in the league for a while. Matty Ayu, who I got to play with, phenomenal person, phenomenal football player. I thought he should have played even more at BYU as that Mike or Buck backer. But he ended up transferring after BYU to Utah State, and did phenomenal up there. So you come from a long line of football players. You coached it for 4 years at Snow, also at the University of Utah. And you continue to coach to this day there at Westlake, right?
Westlake High School. Yep, absolutely.
How's it been?
Great, man. You know, football runs in our blood. So ever since my dad, my uncles before him, and then our family is just part of life. You know, so we really enjoy football. Love the game. Love what it does to build character. And can't go too long without playing the throwing that pigskin around.
Yeah, so. Well, you guys have it. Like I said, you have it in your blood. How's Westlake looking, by the way? Give us an update on what's going on with Westlake.
You know,
I know there's a defensive lineman you're working with right now, Gabe Summers.
Absolutely.
He's Mr. Summers marry into an IU
family? Mr. Summers married into the family, yes.
I see.
I thought my brother CJ would be tall, but Irene married Hiram.
Hiram, who played defensive line.
He's about an inch taller, yeah. So he claims the height in our family, and he's like the bench
champion.
He's unbelievable. But his son, Gabe, is an amazing athlete. He's doing really well. I expect to have big things from him this year at the defensive ends. As a matter of fact, I was teaching him the Janimals money move. You know, one of his many is the double hand swipe. And if we can get that down, I think we're going to be very productive.
I'll be looking forward to it. What other guys are coming out of Westlake that we should keep our eye out on besides, obviously, your boy?
You know, well, we have Kavika Sanga, who started as a true freshman along with Chaz as middle linebacker. He's going to be a beast. He's doing really well. We have Dallin Peely that moved in from Pleasant Grove. So that's a big get for us that his whole family moved out there. Can be another linebacker. We have A.J. Murray, who's going to be a defensive tackle, play both sides of the ball. We have Noah Karen, who moved in from Vegas, another big-time player that's going to be really good. And then got Nathaniel out there. We got some good kids. We have a quarterback that came in from Idaho, Asaya, and he's looking really good right now. So it's going to be good. Hopefully they lock it down. We can move Chaz to play more free and play some receiver, play some different positions over there.
Well, speaking of that, so just so I can reintroduce you guys, Jason Ayu is who you were just hearing, the father of Chaz Ayu, and also the older brother, the one that toughened up CJ Ayu and Matty Ayu, both former BYU football players. But Chaz is also in studio. And there's an SB or a Bleacher Report article that states, four-star Chaz Ayu is the man of 1 million positions. I didn't know there was a million positions, but apparently you can play them all. When I first saw you, Chaz, you were a wide receiver, okay? And defensive back. You're playing some free. You were running that alley. Like, you ran that alley, that J technique, so hard. You almost ran it too hard because sometimes every once in a while you miss. But when you connected, my friend, it was lights out. You know, what's your favorite position, Chaz? I mean, you've played a lot of positions, but do you have a favorite that you just kind of gravitate towards?
Personally, I like free safety more. I prefer free safety. It lets me be more physical on the field, so I love physicality. So.
Okay, you like that physicality. I mean, is it what else about it? So you like the physicality? Is that? I mean, because you could play linebacker or running back, or, you know, I mean, look, as a quarterback, as a running quarterback, you can get pretty physical. Yeah, you know, you're running around a lot. Last year, you were a man of a jack of all trades and a master of all, too, at that quarterback spot. So delve into more on why you like that free safety spot.
I like the technique. There's a lot of detail in it, and it allows you to do more on the field. It's the only position that plays backing up, you know, in their backpedal mm-hmm. consistently through the whole game. So it allows you to be more athletic, in my opinion. It allows you to do more. And for me, it lets me contribute more to my team, I feel.
You can make the biggest difference there.
Right.
Is that where you picture yourself playing in college?
That's where I see myself. But I'll play wherever the coach wants me to, but I would love playing free safety.
But you have the most fun playing free, right?
Oh, yeah.
Let's be honest. I mean, playing free is the best position on the field. Why? Because you're center fielder, man. You get to be a part of so many plays. You're part of the run game, part of the pass game. I'm right there with you. Even though, you know, I'm surprised you're not saying quarterback. Because are you going to be playing some quarterback this year?
There's a chance. Depends on how everything plays out. So,
coach?
You know what? We have two guys that came out, Dallin Holker and Saya Tau. I don't know how to say his name, but
there's another Polynesian name. What's your name? Polynesian, man.
I know it's hard.
You can't.
But we got those two guys that came in, and they're throwing the ball really well, and hopefully that just gives Chaz an opportunity to move and be in different positions on the field. You mm-hmm. know, so he can't key at Q. He can be a playmaker, a receiver, play a running back. You know, move around a little bit. So I think that'd be best for our team. It's, allows another playmaker out there to get the ball in his hands.
Chaz, you said you had 8 offers. Who are all those 8 offers? Can you list them for us, or can you remember them all?
Let's see.
They're just coming in like wildfire. They're spreading everywhere.
Right. BYU, Utah State, Oregon. Oregon State, not Oregon, my bad.
You want Oregon, though.
Washington State, Washington, Hawaii, Oklahoma State, and...
I think that's all.
Anyone else like that's been in contact with you that just hasn't offered yet, and they're saying, "Hey, we want you to come out to a camp. We want to come out and see you." Who are some of those teams that are pushing hard for you?
Well, lately it's been USC and UCLA that have been. Coach Mazzoni actually came in yesterday and came and checked us out. Told us that he wanted me to come down and visit their campus this summer. So I'll be down there for sure. USC and UCLA for sure. So.
Wow, who was the first offer that you got?
First official offer was BYU. It was the first one, yeah.
Does that hold any weight for you? I mean, look, you're getting recruited by some big-name schools. And how much weight does that hold to have the first offer come from BYU?
It means a lot because they were the first school to see something in me worth fighting for. So, and they've showed a lot of love along the way. So it definitely plays a huge role in where I will be deciding to go.
Have you guys gone down to BYU a number of times? I mean, you're familiar with the program, obviously, the coaching staff.
Yeah.
What have the visits down to BYU been like so far?
They've always been great. They always show a lot of love. I've been down there a lot. Probably have their whole campus memorized by now.
Well, it's easy because, you know, I graduated from there. My wife graduated from mm-hmm. there. My sisters, my brothers, my brother-in-laws, my father-in-law, my dad. You know, so BYU runs pretty thick in the IU home.
How was everyone's experience at BYU? You know that you know, like you said, it comes with the territory. You're an IU.
Absolutely.
You know how does the family view BYU and the experience that possibly Chaz could have there?
You know what? If you take football out of the equation, it's a great institution. Obviously, with the church and the standards and everything there, you put football in there, we've kind of have some mixed feelings there.
Sure.
My brothers didn't have the greatest experience
yeah.
there. Those two same brothers are very influential in my son's, you know, decisions going forward. And so I know Coach Howe has reached out to Maddie, you know, and tried to get, you know,
yeah,
get
kinda,
him back
I
on
the bridge. Yeah,
get him on the bridge. But, you know, you take football out of it, obviously the church, what it stands for, you can't go wrong. You can't find that anywhere else in the world. You know, I believe that strongly. But, you know, football's a big equation. Football's part of
definitely.
Us. And, you know, you're going to be there for 4 or 5 years, you know, playing that game, the sport that you love. You want to love the place that you're playing for. So,
Chaz, what's the most important thing to you? As you, I know, you know, the recruiting process is tough to kind of gauge, you know, what the most important thing is for you. But have you put it on paper? Hey, this is probably number one for me. Is it playing time? Is it the conference that you're playing? Is it the opponents you'll be going against? Is it the coaching staff? Is there a number one thing at the top of the list that you're like, hey, this is probably the most important thing for me?
Yeah, for sure. My uncles have taught me something that I learned from them was that go to the school that will get everything out of you. So I want a school that will get all out of me that's on the field or in the classroom. Or I want it to prepare me for life after football and after college and my career in football.
Okay. Is it important to you to try to make it to the next level? Like, how important is it to be an NFL football player? Is that a dream of yours that you envision yourself, hey, I can play on Sundays. I feel I'm good enough that if I work my tail off that I can be an NFL football player.
Yeah, for sure. I think every athlete has that dream of playing at the next level. So I'm preparing to play at the next level, but at the same time, I want to have that plan B, you know, being able to provide for my family and myself after football if that doesn't go the way I want it to.
Well, you know what? Football is an amazing sport. And, you ask any football player that's played the game, we all have our injuries. We all have our concussions. We all have, especially when you play as hard as you do, and then all of a sudden you play against another guy that plays as hard as you do, and he's as big as you and bigger than you. Like, wait, I just got concussed. You know what I mean? So, it is good to look at it holistically. I think you're doing the right thing. Get the whole person addressed during the recruiting process. We're up against the break. Can you guys stick around for another segment?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to keep talking about this. I got Jason Ayu, the father of Chaz Ayu, also the older brother of CJ and Maddie Ayu. Cougar blood runs deep. That's why we're having them on. And I'm so happy for you guys in this experience because this is truly unique. I want to get your thoughts next, Jason, on what advice you would give to parents as you're kind of learning this process out.
Sports.
Jan, you had some questions off the air that I want you to bring up on the air for Chaz. Let's talk about it.
Chaz, tell us what your summer is going to look like. I know that it's going to play a lot in the decisions that you make and what will happen with offers and things like that. So tell us what you're going to do this summer.
I got a packed summer right now. I'm going to be heading down to USC, UCLA, possibly Oregon, and then I'll be down in St. George for the all-poly sports.
So when you go to these campuses, are you just going for a visit? You going to go to camps? You're going to go work out? Like, how's that all going to work?
I'll be attending one-day camps at the college camps that I go to. I'll be taking some unofficial visits there as well.
So again, you talk that Oregon one is that that star in the sky that you hope to get is have they been in contact with you? Have you got any calls?
I haven't gotten any calls or anything. I've been getting letters and stuff, and they want me to come out to their camp as well. They want to see me in person. So.
Nice. See, as a sophomore, they're not allowed to call players. So as a sophomore, at juniors they can start making calls. So a lot of the conversation is either through me if I know the coach, or because I'm a coach at the school, they can call me. We'll call our head coach. But they can't. It's very limited. Very strict on what they can and can't do to the recruit.
Wait, you have all these offers, and you're only going to be a junior?
He's only a junior, and I should have brought that up. He's not even a senior right now. Oh, he started as a true freshman, wide receiver, free safety. He was beating up on my little brother out there, like Lone Pink. Lone Pink's a pretty good football team. My brother, pretty good. I've trained him up and stuff like that. Good athlete. And Chaz, like, literally on the first play, it's like a toss left, and Chaz is in the slot to the left, and Matthew's playing free, and he's coming kind of inside-out technique, and Chaz just gets up to the third level quicker than Matthew could even realize, and just almost de-cleats Matthew as a true freshman doing that to a senior. And Matthew led the state in interceptions that year. I mean, he was a good football player.
He was a great player.
But look, I mean, I was just like, dude, I was like on the phone. I'm like, has anyone offered Chaz yet? Because I would offer. I'm like texting Utah State coaches, Utah coaches, BYU coaches. I'm like, you guys, if you don't get on them soon, you're going to be too late to the party.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. Thanks, man.
Oh, no, my pleasure. I just like to see the young kids locally. I feel like Utah just gets disrespected sometimes as far as football recruits. And it's funny, like, Matthew went out to the L.A. Combine for Spark. Mm-hmm. He plays 15th overall athletically. I mean, Chaz, is going to do the same thing. He's going to be in the top five athletically. And it's just like, why is there so much hype outside of the state of Utah? And I think you're going to see that when you go and compete, go in there. Sure. Right? You've already seen it, right?
Yeah.
What have you seen? Like, as you've gone to these other camps, are they any more athletic than you? Are they any better than you? Are you still in that elite group?
I'm still competing with the best out there, Going out there, you know, I get made fun of a little bit.
Being from Utah?
Yeah, I'll tell them I'm from Utah. They're like, oh, for real? Well, we'd be ballers if we were out Utah.
They all say that.
They all say that, so. But I've been able to compete with them pretty good, so.
I feel like there is that that perception out there, so it's important to kind of like go out there with a chip on your shoulder. And I think you right? It's like
I think it's changing. You know, obviously when I was talking to coaches, more and more schools are coming into Utah. Utah's not a secret place anymore.
Yeah.
You know, you see it in recruiting all the kids that's going out of state because we have good athletes, we have good players, we have good kids. You know, and programs
exactly. High
want
character
that.
Kids.
Yeah, they want the high character kid. They don't want no thug. And so it's very important as we teach our players is you got to be good on the field, but just as equally, you got to be good off the field.
Well, I feel bad for the local coaches, too, because I think in years past, sometimes they've neglected that. They've looked outside rather than within to find those recruits. Jason, real quick, give us any advice to parents that could potentially be going through this situation that you're going through. How do you manage it? How do you keep the normalcy in your home, right? I mean, how do you keep him balanced? He's going to school. He wants a social life. He's got church stuff and football. How do you keep him balanced?
You know, it's actually been a process for me and my son and our family. Chaz, at an early age, knew very well that he wanted to play college ball. And so he was driven from very early age. He wrote a list of goals on a piece of paper and taped it on his wall, you know, of all the schools that he wanted to play for, get offered from, and all the goals that he wanted to do. And when you have a kid like that, that's driven like that, it's very easy as a father to support that and to give him his very opportunity. You know, a lot of times I'm pretty hard with kids in that other teammates, if other players don't show me that they want it, then why am I going to invest all my time and effort?
Trying to coach him up.
If you don't mm-hmm. want it, you know what I mean? And so for Chaz, it's been pretty good. And luckily, I've been on the coaching side of it. I've been on the recruiting side as a recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand what it takes and what coaches are looking for, you know, and high character, good in the classroom, you know, a good person. Plus, your film doesn't lie. You got to have good film, man.
Yeah.
You know, as many contacts as I may have, if Chaz's film or whoever's film I put out there is not good, it won't matter. It won't matter the relationship. So we've kept him pretty humble. He's a humble kid. He's very driven. And until he signs that paper, he's not going to relax.
No, man, he just said he's cocky when he's going all these camps. They're like, man, they make fun of me because I'm a
he's
Utah.
He's confident.
I'm playing.
I'm with
he plays with an edge, and I think that's critical. I think that's good for fathers out there to take them to those camps. That's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Go see what is out there. Go to L.A., go to wherever. Go to these camps to see what you're playing against. Because when you're fighting for a scholarship, you're not fighting to be the best guy on your team or the best guy in your region or the best guy in the state. You're competing against kids from California, from Florida, from Texas, all those kids for that, you know, schools get 25 scholarships a year. And there's a million kids playing high school football.
Well, Chaz, good luck in the process.
Thank you.
Congratulations on all your success so far. I mean, you're only going into your sophomore right now, right? Jeez.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you joining us, Jason and Chaz Ayu, and look forward to all the accomplishments in the future. Hopefully, we can have you on again once you decide where you're going to go. Right. Once you make that commitment, when are you planning on making that commitment, or when would you like to?
Not for a long time. My senior year. So.
Senior year. You're gonna
take your time.
Take your time,
those trips,
man. Take as many trips as they allow you.